A few interesting answers from Joe on mentorship, and that topic follows him all the way back to when he was the starting quarterback for Baltimore, and Lamar was the backup and presumptive future quarterback, and he said very similar things, and he has taken criticism for it, and amongst other things. We'll get into reaction on that at some point. We got some Guardians news to react to as they look to wrap up this three-game set with the Dodgers, who sure look on their way to a sweep. We've got Zach Jackson coming up at 4:20. First blush, what'd you think on Joe's comments when it came to mentoring?
I liked it. I mean, again, he hasn't shied away from anything that he's always done, but I do like this mentality for Joe. It's not that I think a lot of people would be like, well, no, you have to teach these young guys. It's a part of it. It's like, no, he's going for a job. Like, I'm sorry. At some point, I do have to side with the idea that he's got to take care of himself, even if that does mean it's probably not in the best interest of the team.
Yeah, I mean, he signed with a team whose other quarterback was Kenny Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he signed with like, hey, we're going to take a quarterback at two. And honestly, I might not love the answer the same way as if Cam Ward had fallen to two and you had taken Cam Ward at two.
Right, because that would have been the assumption there is that you're supposed to be training this guy to then give him the keys to the kingdom. But as of right now, you don't have that.
You're supposed to be, you were basically supposed to be Josh McCown to a litany of quarterbacks that Josh was across like 5 or 6 years at the end of his career. I think what's interesting is that this, we heard the first part of this. Joe, there was a follow-up, and Joe then talked about it's not that he's not a mentor, it's just not his focus.
You're acting like I wouldn't want to be a mentor. It's not really about that. It's just not the main focus. I see myself as a guy that can play in this league. So if your main focus was just like, hey, bud, I'm going to get you ready, you're just not taking care of business. The best way to be a mentor, honestly, is like show people how you go to work, you know? And like I said, hope that they pick up on that stuff, but not necessarily force them to pick up on the things that you do.
All right. Now, the only thing I do want to point out is in both clips, he's pretty cagey with media members asking him a pretty simplistic question.
I think it's because it's the same media members that he answered this question to 2 years ago. And I get why the media members have to ask this. They should ask this question. It's a very fair question, and it's one that Joe should have to answer. But also, I think Joe's like, hey, we've done this before. This is deja vu.
I mean, I think the sensitivity goes all the way back to Baltimore because he got a lot of flack for what he said.
Well, he didn't want to mentor Lamar, which actually was the situation in some degree of what we're talking about. And obviously, Lamar was not taken number two overall, but that was going to be the franchise quarterback.
In fairness, this quote has followed him from Baltimore because it was part of the conversation on not bringing Joe back a year ago of, well, he's not going to be here to do so on and so forth. So I do understand the defensiveness. I just kind of have to point it out. I guess my thing is, like, so this is where it differs from the Miles thing. With the Miles thing, his leadership has never been in question. And I actually do think Miles is a decent enough mentor. Like, I think Miles relates to guys that he relates to on the defensive side, and I do think that's how he shows, that's as well as he can show leadership. I think with Joe, we saw him show up at teammates' birthday parties like 3 weeks into being a Cleveland Brown. I guess it's just that I don't question his leadership, so the idea that he's not out there being a rah-rah pom-pom guy, come take my kid job, come take my job, kid, I guess I'm already okay with the leader that Joe has just already been when we've seen him be around the team.
I think I'm just okay with it because it makes a lot of sense to me. Why would you want to? I know this is not what anybody ever wants to hear or not anyone will ever say, but it's like, why would I want to help somebody take my job?
I mean, there are
If I'm in a competition for it, why would I prop that person up or give them any sort of help in that way?
I mean, there are guys. By the way, actually, before I get to that, Brian Hoyer, I think, had a similar approach to being a veteran, quote-unquote, mentor, which was, I'm going to compete with you and show you how to do things by how I do it. And that was, so I think that's very much in line with how Brian did it.
Well, I think about it. Like Anthony, a couple weeks ago when Jake was in Paris, he got to go ahead and produce shows with us every day, right? And he got to go ahead and come up with ideas. And after that, what did he come back and say? He was like, oh, I did better with my show that I was given because just being around you guys and just being there and going through it, I kind of learned how to structure the show and I kind of learned how to come up with ideas and thought processes and everything else associated with it. And it, like, just being around us did in fact make him better, according to him.
He also said, where the real LeBron James is of sports talk.
We're going to redact that statement.
Yeah.
But you might have said something like that. I don't know. I have no idea what that means. But the point is that like I do think some of what Joe is saying, there's truth to. Like him just being around these guys and him showing them what they need to do as a pro will seep into Shador and Dylan Gabriel without him being like, hey, no, this is what you need to do on this pass here and there.
So this is more of a devil's advocate. So I agree with a lot of what you're saying. There are quarterbacks, though, who it's an express part of what they do.
Right. And
like
if they mentioned Josh McCown. They should have hired that guy then. Because there are, you're right, there's different types of backups. The one that will take that job, and that's their role in the NFL, is they know how to be that basically the coach that isn't the coach. And then there's the other group, guys like Joe Flacco, that don't want to play that game.
Well, and I think I'll focus in on Joe's emphasis on it. It's not where my focus is, mm-hmm. and I do think that's really important for this to be a proper quarterback kerfuffle, whatever the hell we want to call it. I do think Joe has to be eyeing to win the job. Same thing with Kenny Pickett, and same thing with the youngins.
For sure.
So, like, I think if Joe is distracted by that, on top of the fact that Joe's reps might be the ones that get taken from more than anybody else. Because he's a veteran. Kevin's even admitted this of like, yeah, he doesn't need as many reps as the other guys to get ready because he's just so in it. If you said, hey, we're not going to give you as many reps out there because we want to give it to the young guys and to Kenny Pickett. And then, oh, hey, by the way, make sure you hold their hands. I think at some point it'd be unfair to Joe.
Oh, for sure. I mean, because he's approaching this like he's trying to win the job. And I got texts from people that have been there that were there today at least. And they were saying Flacco and Pickett ran with the ones. Like, I mean, like, because we talked about it at length. Would Flacco even, how many passes would he get? How many throws would he get? Everything associated with that. It's like, no, like, Flacco's there to win a job.
So it's interesting. So I don't think it was noteworthy. Did you, that Kenny and Joe got the first team reps?
Only from, like, what we were just talking about right there. Like, that idea that everyone thought that Flacco would kind of be, like, well, you don't have to give him the opportunities with the ones. He can step in and he knows exactly what he's doing. Well, clearly, they want to have some sort of battle between the two of them to find out who their starting week one quarterback is going to be, and this is the start of it.
Oh, I think this is about not putting the rookies in too deep of water early. It wouldn't have made sense for the rookies in OTAs. By the time you get to camp, you've gone through rookie mini camp, voluntary camp, mandatory camp, and off-season workout programs. The earliest I would expect the rookies to seriously and consistently get ones with the reps would be training camp, and then that would mean something. I feel like if you did that, like they've been here 3 weeks. Putting them the ones now, it just makes sense to give those reps to the veterans and let the rookies play with the rookies or the kind of deeper bench guys.
Sure, but the way we were talking about it, it would have made just as much sense to be like, all right, Pickett gets all the ones, and then everyone else gets the rest.
I think that still might end up being the case once we get to camp.
Might be. But again, all we can go off is what happened today.
And I do think, I think it's going to be something that we monitor, but like, it's interesting. Like, I initially thought, man, I'd love to see Dylan Gabriel and Shador get those reps. And the more I thought about it, I was like, nah, this is a big learning curve that they're jumping up to. I don't need to hear that they got first team reps until probably camp.
I don't know. For me, though, like back to the Flacco side of things with this, though, it kind of showed me that they weren't taking for granted Joe being here in any sort of way. And they were going to go ahead and offer him a real chance to go ahead and try to win that job.
Oh, that's interesting. I think they're totally taking Joe for granted.
Right. Well, no, and they might be, but I think that's what they signaled to Joe today, that they're trying not to. At least give the perception that they're trying not to.
I think acting like Kenny Pickett is Joe Flacco's equal, to me, is in some ways taking Joe Flacco for granted. With love and respect to Tiny Baby Hands, beautiful hair. I mean, what a head of lettuce.
He does have some nice hair.
I mean, just jealous for days, friends. Okay, really, really, Kenny, I'm jealous of your hair, not of your hands.
Never been jealous of someone else's hair, which is a large statement for someone with such a receding hairline as mine.
I also wouldn't look good in it because that Cali slick back.
Very funny if you had that at 6'4 and as large as you are.
It's the fat thing. It's not even the height. It's the fat thing. Yeah, I would look like meatloaf. It wouldn't be good.
6'4", no, I mean, if you were jacked, it'd look like you could be like Arnold.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger if, not whether I had good hair. I can get those Turkish plugs, buddy. I could get some stellar lettuce up there very quickly. It's how ridiculous I look while also being 350 pounds. Now, back to that being said, I think you're already taking Joe for granted if you're having him split first team reps with Kenny Pickett, who I think is just a scrub.
Is there any chance they trade Pickett at all before we even see him in like week one or whatever it ends up being? Like, are you open to that?
Yeah, I don't think they're just battling for the first crack at the apple. I think they're vying to be the veteran on the roster.
Yeah, because that's my read on it too. Like, I think a lot of people are playing with the assumption that Joe would be the one traded, and I agree with that more than not. But there is a world where Joe just goes out there and is much better than Kenny Pickett, and Kenny Pickett never delivers in any sort of reasonable way, and then Pickett's the one that just doesn't make the team and is out the door.
There's also a world in which Kenny Pickett has more trade value than Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Just given the fact that he's younger and was a first-round pick 3 years ago, all the reasons that I have no belief that Kenny's going to be the guy. He fits one head coach's system that just coached him just a few months ago. In Kellen Moore, so I think that kind of aids it as well. 216-474-0092. Is Joe Flacco, do you like his answer on mentoring those questions? Do you like the way he responded to that? I think you and I are pretty in line with it. I get what he's saying, and I think he's right in this case. If I had any doubt about the other qualities of his leadership or his ability to engage with young players or his teammates, I'd probably feel different. I don't. The dude's a no BS leader. You can hear it in the way he talks.
No question. And I think a lot of people look at that as if it's like very selfish, as if like he is. And maybe I've just been woke up to the real world these days, but it's like everyone looks out for themselves first and foremost. You have to. Well, also the difference here, though, is that there is a team element to this all. And if I thought he was getting in the way of the team in any sort of way, it'd be a different discussion.
Terry Bradshaw unloads on his former team and how they handled maybe the Browns' next starting quarterback. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.